You're listening to The Birdbath, presented by The Fountain Report. I'm your host, Ryan Leach. Welcome back to The Birdbath. Each week, we scrape the surface of the news you need to know, so let's get into it. Kicking us off this week is a follow-up on a story that a lot of people were hearing about over the past couple months, actually. And it's actually the completion of a large deal. Independence Pet Holdings has entered a strategic partnership with Synchrony and completes their acquisition of Pets Best. Now, this is a story that a lot of people were talking about and going on a little bit over the past couple months. And we've talked about Independence Pet Holdings, or IPH as they're called by a lot of folks, just over the last couple weeks, with IPH having their new CEO, Sharon Fernandez. But this story is different in many ways in the sense that Synchrony, which is the parent company of both Pets Best, or formerly parent company of Pets Best, and also the parent company of Care Credit, which many people in the space are very familiar with, has finalized their sale of Pets Best and will also be given two seats on the IPH board of directors. Now, IPH is a JAB company, and they've got a fantastic and extremely large dozen-plus insurance offerings under their IPH umbrella. So, in a quote, Beto Casillas, the Executive Vice President and CEO of Health and Wellness at Synchrony, said, "We're excited to partner with IPH to drive long-term growth and expand our opportunities in the pet space, including the ability to offer Care Credit to millions of additional pet owners." Now, take that quote and apply that to how this makes a ton of sense as a business. Now, Synchrony has launched their Better Together campaign, which is the understanding that insurance landscape in North America, and especially in the US, is very difficult because so far we don't have the ability to do a large amount of pre-approvals. So with just the 3-4% of penetration of pet insurance in North America, when you bring your pet in, you're still at the current point coming out of pocket and floating the costs until your insurance provider is able to come fill in and backfill that overall cost. Now, pair that with Synchrony's Care Credit offering, and you see a really robust opportunity for them to both uniformly grow their footprint. If pet parents are utilizing something like a Care Credit or a buy now, pay later offering at the time of the appointment, and then looking to that finalized approval with the insurance company to pay them back, and in turn pay off that Care Credit bill or their buy now, pay later bill, it's an opportunity to be able to increase the overall foothold and decrease the strain that insurance has so far. Now, looking at it very deeply, I think we'll continue to see more things. IPH is a massive company that's starting to push very heavily. They just formed their business in 2021, and we're expecting to see a lot more in the coming years here from them. Carrying on our conversation of access to care, Florida State Bill 1040 has passed the House last week. The bill was named a Providing Equity in Telehealth Services Act, or PETS Act, which is something I always find funny how the only time politicians can get creative is when they're naming bills. But this bill, the PETS Act, was able to pass its final stages, and now it sits in front of Governor Ron DeSantis. The high-heeled Floridian needs only to sign to give Florida veterinarians the ability to establish a VCPR virtually and would allow vets to prescribe certain drugs via televisits. Just last week, we talked about the Virtual Veterinary Care Association's State of Virtual Care Report, and the VVCA was the first one to bring this story to my table as well. Things continue to move quickly in virtual care, and we expect to see more states follow along Florida, Arizona, and California's path of making a VCPR easier for a veterinarian to establish. Anyone looking for alternative medicine options would be really interested in the National Animal Supplement Council, the NASC, announced that the Frontier in Veterinary Science has published results from its first-of-a-kind peer-reviewed safety studies of CBD products in healthy dogs. In the study, different CBD combinations were tolerated in healthy male and female dogs when dosed for 90 consecutive days with a 14-day recovery period. Based on the results of the study, other published studies, and data from extensive post-market surveillance, hemp-derived cannabinoids are well tolerated in healthy dogs at a dosage of 5 milligrams per kilogram of body weight per day and do not pose significant risk to dogs in long-term use. The thing that I found continually interesting, though, about this was that not only did they take the data from this survey, but over the past 10 plus years, almost 14 years, the NASC has been tracking post-market surveillance data for hemp-derived supplement products. They took data from 2010 to a partial year of 2023 and showed that there was a rate of only 2.1 adverse effects per 1 million administrations and a 0.01% for serious adverse events per 1 million dosage sold. Now, these are pretty cool to me. I think it's something that's interesting. I recently have been looking for alternatives to take care of one of my dogs, Walter, who's a little bit of a handful. One delivery method that I found really interesting and I've actually tried was a company that I had the opportunity to meet with in Orlando was Simply Solve. Now, what they've done is the CBD Vet Products Company has created a product called Simply Solve, which is similar to a Listerine strip. If you remember those, for me, it was back when we were in high school and we probably ate them like candy. But it's this strip and it's an opportunity. It's a way to take a dosage that when it gets wet, it sticks really easily to the pet's gums or tongue or any place where you put it. And it was something that was kind of interesting for me to try out there. So I tried out Simply Solve, which I'll make sure I tag here. And recently, by recommendation of a good friend of mine at AI for Pets, I tried out Susie's Pet Treats, Susie's CBD Treats. So they're CBD treats for dogs, cats, and horses. They're a full spectrum organic solution. I'm trying the actual dog bones and we'll see how those work. So far, I have not found the correct dosage, but it was kind of neat to be able to see this report from the NASC about what else is out there. If you are using CBD or if you found that there's an interesting CBD method that of delivery that has worked for you or your pets or anything, please let me know. I'm always interested in trying out new things, and I have not found the cure-all for what I'm looking for my dog's anxieties, but would love to be able to find something out there in the industry. My Simple Pet Lab has launched Express Retail Clinics. The company has opened two small format clinics, which they're calling My Simple Pet Express, inside a pair of PetSmart locations in the Denver suburbs. My Simple Pet Lab's primary business comes from a line of mail-in tests and care kits for dogs and cats. Customers use the kits to test for common pet concerns like ear infections and digestive issues, and to help address symptoms. The Express Clinics, though, are staffed by vet techs 5 days a week and by veterinarians 2 days a week. Staff at the clinic use My Simple Pet Lab's existing products. This idea is something that we've heard people talk about for a little bit. We see it heavily in the human healthcare side of things with places like Quest Lab or any of those types of clinics where you go in and they just do your blood draws or just do your tests. And it's a way to be able to increase the keyword for the year that we're talking about, access to care. Now, the company is already selling their kits at other retailers like Target, Walmart, and they also even supply them through an online pet pharmacy, AllyVet. And we're seeing this competition continue to heat up. There's companies like QSM Diagnostics, which is providing this where people are buying it directly through their veterinarian and doing the at-home testing. But any way that people are able to bridge the access to care is availability of appointments is continuing to plague the industry. And we're finding pet parents are looking for more immediate solutions to what they're expecting to be issues for their dogs. So tie this into everything we're talking about this week, right? We're talking about an insurance company taking on partnership with a way to increase the ability to pay for your bill. We're talking about states allowing people to be able to see their veterinarian from home. We're talking about holistic solutions utilizing CBD and the data that's around that. And then finally, rolling that all together where when you do need to get hands-on to that pet, you're actually able now to go inside some PetSmart locations in Denver and get these testing done by clinics that are staffed by technicians as opposed to exclusively by veterinarians. So access to care is kind of my overarching theme for us this week. If you're looking for another way to take in the news or give it what I like to call a bird bath size bite of things, make sure to check out my new TikTok account. It's at the Bird Bath Pod on TikTok and Instagram. We're going to be taking each one of these stories each week, putting together little short clips and snippets that you'll be able to see, read, share, and get out the information that you're learning here with us alongside the bird bath. And for more on these and other stories, join us by subscribing to The Fountain Report. As always, there's a link in our bio, and don't miss out on any episodes by subscribing and rating the show. One more thing I'm putting in there is follow and like our TikTok and Instagram accounts. For The Birdbath, I'm Ryan Leach. See you next week.